How do we create a culturally competent campus? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jacqueline Wiersma-Mosley, professor of human development and family sciences at the University of Arkansas, details the steps.
One effective tool that could help support, sustain, and strengthen diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts on college campuses is the Intercultural Development Inventory, or the IDI. The IDI framework can foster cultural competence among students, faculty, and staff to recognize their own cultural identity and to interact effectively and appropriately with people from other cultures. The IDI includes 5 stages of development. Starting first is denial, which reflects limited experience and capability understanding and responding appropriately to cultural differences. The best strategy is to increase awareness and visibility of cultural differences. Next is polarization, which is an us versus them mindset. Here, there's an overemphasis and judgment of racial differences, which stems from the fear of loss of power, privilege, and control. The best strategy is to find commonalities among groups. The majority of students, faculty, and staff are likely within minimization, which is highlighting commonalities too much that can mask a deeper understanding of cultural differences, often referred to as colorblindness. The best strategy for these individuals is to focus more on equity rather than equality. Next, individuals in acceptance recognize and appreciate patterns of cultural differences, but lack the ability to adapt to cultural differences. The best strategy is to continue engaging in cultural experiences. Lastly, adaptation is when one is able to successfully bridge cultural differences. Here, individuals have developed deep awareness of their own privileges, have a critical understanding of social issues, and have hands-on experience working for social change. In closing, the IDI supports learning that is both appropriate and challenging, and could help college campuses with their goals related to increasing diversity, equity, and inclusion.
That was Jacqueline Wiersma-Mosley of the University of Arkansas. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.